University of Jyväskylä. Digital Services welcomes new students. This is Digital Services service announcement. Voice Pekka Kinnunen. Working at Digital Services, help JYU Service Desk. Digital Services mission statement. Digital Services maintains, develops, and supports the use of digital solutions at University of Jyväskylä. Most important channel to Digital Services is the Help JYU webpage, help.jyu.fi. Change the language to English, and you will have a page where you find forms to order services, to guides how to use services, and a form to report problems or incidents. If you need help, log in and fill Get Help with an IT issue form. You can fill the IT issue form without login, but then the email address you give will be registered as your Help JYU username, and you need to set a password for the Help JYU. Please log in with your JYU username and password if possible. You can reach us over the phone in number Finland country code +358 29 441 8030, weekdays from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Service desk is in the third floor of library building Lähde, and service desk is open weekdays 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Identification and registration for JYU username. When your data is entered into the student register, if you do not have a Finnish social security number, you are considered coming from abroad, and system automatically sends you an email with a link to Signicat Artificial Intelligence online identification. Successful Signicat online identification leads to registration, where you choose your username and set your JYU password. If you are not successful with Signicat, either send an email to identification@jyu.fi and request an online identification through a video call, or come visit Help JYU service desk at Library Building Lähde, third floor, room SEM B315, and bring your ID, example given your passport, with you. If you are under quarantine or if you feel sick, please arrange an online identification video call instead of coming to service desk. Username is managed at OMA, Personal Information Management Service. I recommend using URL sso.jyu.fi, where we will gather logins for various online services. You can reach OMA also with address account.jyu.fi. I assume that you have already registered, or student services or admissions have registered you, and you have your username and password. If you do not, please contact Digital Services Service Desk, preferably via webpage help.jyu.fi. If you have Finnish social security number and Finnish net bank authentication or Finnish mobile operator mobile ID, both at sso.jyu.fi and account.jyu.fi, lower left corner, there is link register that you can use to register, and also forgot your password that you can use if you forgot either password or your username. But if you do not have a Finnish social security number and or mobile ID or net bank authentication, you need to contact the JYU Digital Services desk in case you forget your username or password. Please let Digital Services and Student Services know if you gain a Finnish social security number at any point. We need to update your student data when you do. Username is set when registering the first time. If you register JYU again later, the old username is activated again. Username is automatically created from letters or syllables of your name. And username must be unique. If default combinations are not available, system automatically adds other letters into username until a unique username is formed. Username will stay the same even if your name changes. If later registration accidentally creates a different username for you, please contact service desk. You will need all your studies under and credits under single username. Keep your contact information up to date in OMA page personal info, email, phone, and home address. Please note that your personal email address is an address we can reach you if there is a problem with your ISA mail. Do not save your student.jyu.fi address as personal email. User account and email page, you'll see your username and when was the last time you changed your password. Here you choose which email address you use as default contact for your student affiliation. It is possible to use your personal email address from outside university. We recommend using ISA mail provided by JYU. ISA mail address is firstname.initial.surname@student.jyu.fi. Your actual mailbox is username@student.jyu.fi. You can see it when logged in ISA mail. And full name long address is an alias that is directed into the mailbox. Should your name change, a new long address will be made with the new name, but the old long address will remain active and mailbox name is also functional email address. Email sent to all addresses will arrive into the same inbox. Long address is like a name sticker on a mailbox. There can be multiple. You log in ISA mail at isamail.jyu.fi with your JYU username and password, short username, not any form of an email address. You can reach student Google Apps from ISA mail mailbox by clicking 9 small squares icon on top right corner. If you choose a default email address for your visitor status before studies begun on January 1st, go to omaaccount.jyu.fi and choose now the default address for your student affiliation. If you are a doctoral student and want to apply your department for a staff email address, please contact service desk. Services. Staff, student, and different visitors. Each affiliation has different rights and services that you can activate and deactivate. Services end automatically when affiliation ends or grace period is over. When you choose ISA mail, ISA mail and Google Apps services are activated. Your JYU username and password, use them to log in at isamail.jyu.fi. When logged in, choose top right corner icon 9 small squares to access Google Drive, Google Apps, and other Google Cloud services. With Microsoft Office 365 cloud services, you can use Office software in web browser. You can install Office to your own devices and use other Microsoft services. After you have activated Microsoft Office 365, you can log in at office365.jyu.fi with your username at jyu.fi. Add at jyu.fi to your username. The password is JYU password. You will see icons of the software you can use in browser and a drop menu from where you can install Office. WWW directory you need only if you make yourself a web page into JYU web server. Pages are done on your folder at karahka2.cc.jyu.fi Unix server. So you will need also Unix shell server logon right to be able to make a web page. On campus computers, you can edit your web page content in Drive W. And the web pages will be visible at users.jyu.fi/your username. Unix shell server logon right allows you to access Unix servers Jalava, Halava, and Karahka 2. Activate this only if you know that you need it. There is some 20-minute delay, so wait after activating before trying to use the Unix servers. Affiliations. This page shows you which affiliations you currently have with JYU, start and end date of each affiliation. If real end date is later than end date, affiliation has a grace period when some rights remain active. Staff grace period is 2 weeks. Student grace period is 2 months. For example, graduation ends student status and user account expires after 61 days. During that time, copy any files you need to your own storages and make sure that ISA mail is not the contact address of any web service you continue to use, because you cannot recover a password into a closed mailbox. Change your password from time to time. If you suspect your password has been revealed to someone else, react by changing password. Length of password is from 8 to 30 characters. We recommend using over 10 characters. Password must have capital letters, lowercase letters, numbers, and characters like dot, comma, plus, equal to. Scandinavian letters, Swedish O, A with dots, or O with dots are not allowed in JYU passwords. When changing password in OMA, change password, you type your current password in box top of the page and the new password twice to boxes bottom of the page, twice to root typo errors. You use same centrally managed JYU password to multiple services. Please do not use the same password in services outside of JYU. Here is an example of a passphrase with two or more capital letters, two or more special characters, two or more numbers, and two or more lowercase letters, long enough to be slow to crack. Remember your password by heart. It may feel difficult in the beginning, but when you use it daily, it gets easier and you learn to type it quickly. At campus keyboards, they are Finnish layout. Look at the keyboard to make password that is easy to type with the Finnish keyboard layout. And also think about your smartphone touch keyboard when choosing the password. And do not tell your password to anyone else. Most services provided by JYU use the short username. Microsoft services use username at jyu.fi. Visiting other universities and research facilities, you may see wireless network EduRoam that you will log in with username at jyu.fi and JYU password. Hakka login, you use University of Jyväskylä. There is also Jyväskylä University of Applied Sciences, that is another institution. Do not use that one. Mapping your own device to network drive U or drive W, you use your username at ad.jyu.fi. And when setting ISA mail to some email clients, you use username at student.jyu.fi. But if JYU password does not work, you need ISA mail mobile password from OMA account.jyu.fi page, user account and email. Usually the long ISA mail address is not used for login, but if you use that email address to register yourself some web page services, it becomes the usernames. In these cases, please do not use the JYU password, even if the service is connected to your studies. Phishing. Phishing is contacts where someone tries to get you to give your username, password, and other personal information. For example, go log in JYU services quickly or something bad happens. Click a link to web page that may look identical to JYU web pages, but when you log in, your username and password go to the cheater that made look alike web page. Instead of clicking on links in suspicious messages, go to the service the same route you always usually do, avoiding the pages they try to direct you into. And if you suspect your password has been revealed, log in OMA and change password. Go to sso.jyu.fi or account.jyu.fi. And if you cannot log in anymore, contact the service desk. And if you have Finnish NetBank authentication or mobile ID, you can use forgot your password link at sso.jyu.fi at lower left corner. We often ask your username, but no one else but you needs to know your password. If somebody asks you your password, you are being scammed. We have a JYU webpage shortener service, r.jyu.fi. Long web addresses are shortened into few letters after r.jyu.fi/. Please read our information security webpage, r.jyu.fi/capitaldavid, David, capital India. Please read rights of use and user identification webpage, r.jyu.fi/capitalalpha, capital golf, capital tango. Please use antivirus software and firewall software in your own devices. Back up important files using cloud storage, external hard drives, memory sticks, and memory cards. But remember that memory sticks and cards break easily and can end up in washing machines. Campus Computer Network Drive Private Home U is automatically backupped space. It is small, but keep a copy of important files that are under work in there. And remember to sign out from campus computers when leaving, so someone else does not gain access to your files and cannot impersonate you. Printing, copying, and scanning is managed by University Printing Service Yliopistopaino. Their webpage r.jyu.fi/echo2Papa. Near all campus buildings have a multipurpose machine. Bigger buildings can have multiple machines. Multipurpose machines can be used to print, copy, and scan. There is also a small number of network printers that can be used to print only. You log in multipurpose machine with your JYU username and password. You can activate any RFID card, like your student card, to be used as login key. Network printers work only with the RFID key. There is no keyboard to log in with. You need to have money in your printing quota, a printing budget. JYU provides €7 per semester, which equals circa 100 black and white A4 papers. If this is not enough, you can transfer money into your printing quota at webstorepayments.jyu.fi link print quota purchasing. The pricing, printing and copying black and white costs 7 cents. Two-sided costs 14 cents. Printing and copying colored A4 costs 30 cents and colored two-sided papers 60 cents. Also, scanning is not free. It costs 2.5 cents per page. Scanned files can be directed into ISAMail or your web folder ScanJobs. You can print from campus network computers. There is also print by email. PDF files can be sent as an attachment from ISAMail to print it at jyu.fi, and it will end up in your printing queue. Work in printing queue can be printed out from any multipurpose machine or network printer by logging in, and the files in queue disappear after 24 hours. You need to send it again if it takes longer to print it out. Due to COVID-19 restrictions, coming together to classrooms and having mass lectures has been limited, but studying and graduating continues. For remote studies, most important tools are moodle.jyu.fi learning environment, kirjasto.jyu.fi, where you can click on YukDoc and log into Finna for library ebooks. jyufi.joom.us for web conferencing service. Note, this might be the only address where there is no dot between JYU and FI. jyufi.zoom.us. office365.jyu.fi to Teams for group work. Note, Teams invitations need to be made with recipient email address if Teams internal invitations do not get through. And even while campus was not open because of COVID. Students have been visiting campus for controlled exams. Research from exam.app.jyu.fi and done in classrooms at Mattilanniemi Building Agora, room AC221, and at Seminaarin Mäki Library Building Lähde, room T131. And when meeting face-to-face has not been recommendable, people have video conference with Microsoft Teams and more with Zoom. Large remote lectures can be held and group meetings for groups both large and small. Depending on group size, you usually interact by asking questions in Zoom chat screen, having turn speaking, or in small groups having all participants on screen with multiple videos at the same time. Larger groups can be divided to smaller groups using breakout rooms in Zoom. Look for Zoom guide in Help JYU at r.jyu.fi/Zoom and choose English. Please frequent New Student Handbook at r.jyu.fi/orientation. Remember, help.jyu.fi for contacting the digital services. On behalf of University of Jyväskylä Digital Services, all new students, welcome.